Proclamation number 0902 of 7th of May, 1939. Divine protection. Way of suffering. Prediction of world event. This is my will that you obey the one who gave you life. And never rebel against what I sent to you. For I truly overlook your situation, I see your spiritual hardship, I see the path of suffering your soul has to take if it does not pay attention to me. And I want to spare you this path of suffering. I have to give you another suffering to bear which is far less than the one in the beyond, and you have to bear it in submission and be willing to comply with me when I demand your commitment. And you'll soon realize that I only have your well-being in mind, and anyone who willingly offers his service to me will truly be spared suffering. After all, his striving is already aimed at unification with the Father. And I will consider him with all my might, and I will him protect against the hatred of enemies, and this shall be proof to you that no worldly influence can harm you. It will only result in ever more lively spiritual activity, and your faith will grow stronger, your love will become powerful, and my grace will flood you, for I take my disciples into account in abundance. I make sure that they do not feel any suffering that comes from outside, but recognize me in my working tangibly and seek and find unity with me. What will shortly happen is premeditated and will also contribute to the fact that your writings will be believed, for my working there as well as here is clearly recognizable to the one who only wants to recognize it. And all the world will become perplexed and turn its gaze upwards. For it is a renewed manifestation of my will to once again send instructions to people in all love and grace, the observance of which is of utmost necessity if you don't want to become a victim of world events. You have not awakened the spirit within you. And if you remain in spiritual darkness, you will not be able to reach me. And again I admonish you, don't let the time go by unused, because the suffering of the earthly time is to be called small compared to the suffering that awaits you over there when you have to leave earthly life unprepared. And who of you knows how close the hour of death is to him? Who of you can judge how significant a single day in earthly life is for life and eternity? And how as a result of this your striving for spiritual goods is fulfilled to the best of your ability if you only really desire such things. For I have immeasurable treasures in store for you and thus for everyone who willingly entrusts himself to me in prayer, so that he will receive what he asks for. If you recognize this correctly, you will be in safe hands. For I will not abandon those who have taken the path to me and now see their final aim in me. And thus I urge you to use all the strength you receive, for you will need it in difficult times, you will require great strength and spiritual refreshment, yet everything shall be given to you, for my will commands and requires you, yet my love gives and my source of grace is inexhaustible. Therefore, don't fear the coming time but appeal for strength and I will give you abundantly so that you can work with me and in my name when the time has come. Amen.